is Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Parts of Sydney, Australia were heading into a fresh lockdown on Saturday as officials in Australia's most populous city said they hoped the restrictions would be enough to control a growing outbreak in time for Christmas. As a cluster of cases on the city's northern beaches grew to 38, residents were ordered to stay at home from late Saturday until midnight on Wednesday, other than for essential reasons. From 5 p.m. on Saturday, hundreds of thousands of people in several suburbs will be forced indoors, with beaches, pubs, and hotels closed. In Melbourne, the Australian Open will start now on February 8th, 3 weeks later than scheduled. Organizers confirmed this on Saturday and after months of speculation. The start date of the main draw of the tournament was originally slated for January 18th. Organizers have been locked in drawn-out negotiations with local government over COVID-19 health security measures. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on their school in northwest Nigeria have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. The boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claim responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because it believes Western education is un-Islamic. Factional leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but over 300 boys were taken. They told authorities this week that they had been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest to evade the government forces pursuing them. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has notified the U.S. Congress that it intends to close the last two U.S. consulates in Russia. The State Department told lawmakers that it would permanently close the consulate in the far eastern Russian city of Vladivostok and temporarily suspend operations at the consulate in Yekaterinburg. The notice was sent to Congress on December 10th. 3 days before news outlets began reporting on a major suspected Russian computer intrusion into U.S. government and private computer systems. The State Department says the closures are because of caps placed by Russian authorities in 2017 on the number of U.S. diplomats allowed to work in the country. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that he believes Russia is behind a massive cybersecurity breach affecting a number of U.S. government agencies. This was the first time a Trump administration official has pointed to Russia as the culprit behind the attacks. Pompeo was speaking on a conservative talk radio show Friday. He said this was a very significant effort, and I think it's the case that now we can pretty clearly say that it was Russia that engaged in this activity. Earlier, U.S. lawmakers briefed on the attacks had pointed to Russia as a likely attacker. U.S. cybersecurity officials say the scope of the hack is potentially much bigger than originally thought. They have determined that the hackers gained access to systems for the Department of Energy, Treasury, and Commerce. The Energy Department said networks related to nuclear security appear to have been spared. At least two people were killed and hundreds forced to flee their inundated homes in the Philippines as torrential rain triggered flooding and landslides in the storm-battered archipelago. This is what officials said on Saturday. About 1,500 people were forced to leave their homes on the major southern island of Mindanao as floodwaters engulfed 13 villages, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council said. The Philippines is hit by an average of 20 storms and typhoons every year, which typically wipe out harvests, homes, and infrastructure in this already impoverished areas. The latest storm comes after a succession of typhoons in recent months pummeled the country, taking the lives of 148 people, destroying hundreds of thousands of homes, wrecking cash crops, and leaving swaths of territory of the country without power. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via Remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.